Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer. So let's bring her out. The star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
Did you fuck her?
No,
you were like, oh, where do you live? Where do you live?
No. We hooked up like both nights that we were at the hostel. We did a lot of heavy petting.
Uh-huh.
And
what did you know you were in love
there? We made a video. My friend, it was my best friend, from my childhood.
Right.
And I at age 25 going to Europe with very little money, but staying in hostels. And we made a video of our trip. We made a movie.
Right.
And on it, you see me leaving Switzerland. He said, what did you like most about Switzerland? Or what did you learn in Switzerland?
Right, right.
I said, I learned I met the woman I'm going to marry. So I knew in 2 days that I wanted to marry her.
Wow. And she didn't because...
She fell hard for me too.
Whatever.
We did long distance for 8 months.
Wow.
And then she moved to New York.
You move out of the Greystone to 93rd Street.
I had 8 apartments in 12 years.
No way.
All on the Upper West Side.
8 apartments in 12 years?
At least, yeah.
Maybe that's terrible.
Yeah, it was very stressful to have to move.
And you're doing stand-up, you're personal training, you're doing this radio show, and then when do you quit the personal training and become the luckiest person in the world who gets a fucking radio show?
That's how you see it?
Oh my God, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
I mean... to have 12 years of employment in this business, of steady employment, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It does not happen.
Yeah, I'm very great, very grateful. I don't take it. I never took a day of it for granted because I knew that. And I worked very hard doing everything I possibly could to sustain it, to do a good job at it.
Right. And you were great. And you still are.
Yes, I was very good at it.
How did you get into the politics? Like you...
I was hosting that one-hour show on the Comedy Channels, and I heard they were launching this new independent political channel, which is exactly what I'd been wanting to do, to host a show on that.
But you weren't into politics. You weren't into school. You weren't into politics.
I was into politics and activism. I cared a lot about what was happening in the world, but I wasn't good enough or smart enough to be hosting a three-hour daily show.
Right.
But I convinced them to let me, and then I learned on the job, and I was very authentic about what I did not know.
What did you read? Like, how did you get prepared?
All I did was read all day, every day, all the newspapers and books written by experts, and then I interviewed experts, 3 to 4 experts on any number of issues every day, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and so it made me, I retained at least some of it, so it made me smarter and smarter to the point that I'll be on MSNBC today.
Okay, but no one's going to watch it because this doesn't air until Tuesday. Okay.
Doesn't matter. It's just the point.
Oh, the point is that I was on MSNBC a couple weeks ago. Is that the point? Tell them I said hi. Tell them, please.
Who's them?
Ken, what's
Mike
his name?
Mike MSNBC. So anyway, I figured out how to do it.
Are you doing the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, you did? Oh, great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. I've got some good ones. The ugly, you want to know what my...
Yeah, mind. Ugly.
They do a segment called The Good, Bad, and Ugly, in case anybody listening and isn't a huge fan of the 3:30 hour on Sunday. my ugly is that this week, my daughter, my 12-year-old, and 3,000 of her middle school classmates had a real lockdown where they thought there was a gunman in the building.
No way.
Yeah.
In Rockland County?
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't want to say the name of the school, but... whatever, but it's because there's so much copycat bullshit.
Right, I know.
But it was traumatizing, of course, for all the students.
And, but for the parents.
Yeah, and the parents too. Like for a little while, I couldn't get a hold of her while texting. And I was calm because I statistically
I thought you hate math.
Well, I hate math, but statistics has helped me maintain my sanity as a parent.
Gotcha.
Because not worrying about my kids, like everything.
I just don't understand, like, how it came to be that, you know, I know that that was the safest place for kids to be is in a school. I know from growing up when
I
remember growing up and it was like, you know, thank God they're in school and they're not with the abusive parent, or thank God they're in school.
Yeah. I think it's simply that there are so many guns and there's not enough access to healthcare and certain resources to be able to identify and help young people that are struggling.
Here's
but
what
I think
I
it's
have
mostly
to say.
The guns.
Okay. I'm just warning everyone, we're now going to go into a political discussion because Pete...
No, we don't have to at all.
No, I want to. I had all the shit I wanted to talk to you about, you motherfucker. I believe, you know, it is the guns. That part of me thinks... Tell me what you think. Part of me thinks that you sit in front of a TV screen and you play these video games where you're shooting people, right? You're just shooting people and killing them.
Yeah.
And then the next day you get up in the morning and they're alive.
Yeah, that's not true.
You don't think the video game
positive of it because there's data. There's a tremendous amount of data, but this is the winning argument.
But you think if you're mentally ill and you're shooting people all day long on a thing, that you get a hold of a gun and do it for real. You don't think so?
No, I don't think there could be certain individual or isolated incidents where that might have contributed. But the argument, I talked about this issue with a lot of experts on my radio show, which is how I know a little bit about it. And I'm happy to have somebody try to argue against this. But the argument that wins me over is in Japan, they play these same games at a much higher frequency, or at least equal, if not higher.
Right.
But they don't have our type of violence because they don't have access to the weapons. It's access to weapons.
Gotcha.
These games might do something.
It's for mentally ill kids.
They might not. It doesn't matter. If you don't have access to weapons, you can't kill a whole bunch of people in a short amount of time.
Right. Okay. I may be a cockeyed liberal, but I don't... How can you love your gun more than your children? How?
That's not the way to look at it. That's not how the gun people look at it.
Okay.
They would say, I love my children much more than my guns. That's why I have guns, to protect them.
Right. What is this fucking love of guns?
It is cultural. It's just...
But doesn't everyone in the other countries go, oh my God, what the fuck is going on there?
Yes.
Like that we have mass shootings that are not even reported anymore because it's like, oh, and there was a mass shooting.
Well, it's also the real issue with guns is suicide. People are constantly blowing their heads off.
Right.
All day, every day, pop, 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 heads blowing off because, and a lot of them are young people.
Right.
And a lot of them are just people who just need help, but they have access to a gun. There's a gun in the house.
Right. But you would think that all these
cops and veterans, especially.
Oh, that's the
because
worst.
Because they have guns. It's,
right.
It's the guns. It's the access to guns. They should
do
be very difficult to get.
Do you understand?
I've shot guns a lot. By the way, I love
shooting. And it's fun, right?
It's so fun. Yeah. They're awesome. They're awesome machines. But
did your father have a gun?
We shot guns. He never owned one.
Right.
But we would go and we would shoot them. And he got us BB guns that we would shoot cans with. And that was a lot of fun.
Right.
And we were safe with it. We eventually had BB gun wars.
I had a water gun. I had a water gun.
Well, you're Jewish. I don't know what that means.
That's pretty much true. That we would have water guns and that's about it. But
there's a big argument that if they allowed Jews to have guns, the Nazis, then the Jews would and that's the pro-gun argument.
Right.
Which is not a lot of fun.
Right.
That argument.
And it's not true.
No, it's definitely not true.
Right.
Although I do like those movies where, you know, World War II, like movies where the Jews get the guns, like Defiance.
Right, right.
And they slaughter the Nazis or Inglorious Bastards. Like,
right.
I do enjoy those.
Right. So here we are. You are very anti-gun on your radio show. What kind of mail do you get?
Well, the worst was when, I don't want to name drop, but the most popular podcast and potentially show in the country is the Joe Rogan.
Right, right.
And I did that recently, as
right,
you know.
Right, I know.
And we got into it on guns. And it wasn't contentious, I don't think, because we like each other and it was fine. But we were arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, the popularity of that show, and because they, you know, generally people like what the host likes or agree with the host. And he's he's got a huge, very strong following. So the gun people from his show are still attacking me. One of the most prominent gun, kind of pro-gun guys who has a huge YouTube channel, like made a video in answering my video.
Right.
Like, and it's gone viral. Apparently, I won't even watch it, but they have been horrific to me. But I mean, they have zero followers and they're not the sharpest.
Right.
The hottest gun in the shed.
Right.
I mean, so I don't really, but they are very, it's like very few other issues that activates people to say the worst types of things.
That gun is number one and abortion is the other one.
Those are the two probably most divisive animating issues in my opinion in the country. Obviously race and religion, people think their arguments are extremely sound when it comes to abortion and guns.
Right.
On all sides.
Right.
And people are a little bit more open-minded on things like sexuality and race and religion, a little bit.
But only because the world got smaller and people know gay people now, or their relatives came out, or their teachers came out, or their neighbors came out, or their niece and nephew, or kids, or uncle, yeah.
And that's the same that's happening, I think, with both the women's reproductive rights and sexual harassment and guns.
No, okay.
The tide is absolutely turning on guns. People are never going to be satisfied as long as people are blowing their heads off and young people are being killed and people are being in schools and people are being killed in their sanctuaries, their houses of worship. That's going to continue to be bad. But organizations like Moms Demand have absolutely turned the tide because the violence in America has been so publicized and so heart-wrenching, and their activism has been very effective. They've been extremely effective with their campaigns.
Right.
And they have public opinion on their side, and the gun lobby has been exposed as not about your personal safety, not about the Second Amendment,
right,
but about making money selling guns and bullets.
Right.
Hey, everyone. You know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV. Because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer, and I had a delicious lemon ginger liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome.
By the way, Jacqueline is Henry's girlfriend, and she's my new daughter, and she's perfect. 4 months? 5 months?
Oh, that's it? Oh, wow.
4 months?
Are you from New York City?
No. Connecticut.
Are you Jewish?
Yes. Hello?
Sorry. You didn't ring the bell that time. Huh? Would you date a non-Jew? Oh, God, I hate that.
Fucking love her. Why do you hate that?
Because it's so, if any white person ever said, oh, I wouldn't date a blank person. Jews so often, and I think minorities in general, be like, I wouldn't go outside my whatever.
But because it's a different,
and I hate that because
let's get a microphone.
I also hate it.
Get the microphone.
I also hate
we're
because
now having
I
a
have
Jew discussion.
Had strong feelings for Jewish women in my life, and right. I've had them say, as a result, of it. I can't be with I once dated a very religious Orthodox girl. I didn't date her. We just hooked up and she felt guilty about it. And I used to hate that.
Right.
The main problem with religion for me is the way that it separates people and divides people. And if you're Jewish and I love you and I'm in love with you and I admire, you're not going to date me because I'm not Jewish.
So now we've shifted the discussion since Jacqueline's Jewish, Henry's Jewish, I'm Jewish. Pete has fallen in love with a Jew, but couldn't continue. And he thinks that religion separates people and doesn't understand why Jews want to marry other Jews.
I understand why they want to.
Right. But it's because being Jewish, it's, as you can tell, it's in your DNA. Okay, number one. Number two, it's a way of life. It's a way of living.
Yes. That's what got me. I dated a non-Jew for a really long time.
It's Jacqueline.
And it was only, our relationship was so hard at times because we just culturally were not in sync because it's so ingrained to how you're raised and who you are. And it's just like such a vital part of raising a Jewish family. Like it just.
It was the foreskin.
Did he have foreskin?
Yeah.
Ew. You touched another person's penis? Get out. Get out. Get out. Disgusting.
What was his ethnicity?
Phone to
was
mouth.
He European?
Mouth.
Why did he have
phone
foreskin?
Yeah, mic to mouth.
Okay. He was a Polish immigrant. So not only did I date a non-Jew, but I dated a Polish person.
What's wrong with that?
They hate us more. They hate us.
Well, he didn't hate you.
His family hated me.
They did?
That's immediate family, yeah, no. But cousins, yes.
But I don't know. I understand everything that you just said about wanting to date someone, be with someone who shares your culture. But I was always a person who wanted to date people who didn't share my culture because, frankly, my culture was boring. I didn't have any.
You don't have culture. We have culture, and we're better than you.
I get that.
That's the thing.
I understand that.
We're the chosen.
How do I get to be
better? Don't forget to write to me as if I totally believe that.
How do I get to be more understanding and more cultured myself if you're not going to allow me to be intimate with you?
There's another way of doing it. It's learning and not having to fuck the person. right? You can learn about Judaism without fucking a Jewish girl.
But I was intimate with black men, not sexually, but lived with them.
Let's take a picture of that.
There was an intimacy there. And, you know, sexual intimacy is different, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, don't hold me back. What'd you put on my head?
A kippah.
Is this a bowl?
It's a special kippah.
I've worn these.
You gotta look at the kippah.
I have my own. Oh God, that's awesome! A Robert Smigel triumph.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have my own from attending my friend's bar mitzvah.
Wait, go.
But it's funny to have it. Okay. On a bald head, it's always funny.
No, it's bad.
I have just enough stubble.
Right.
Yeah,
to hold it
go
on.
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. Like, we have different holidays.
Yeah.
We eat differently.
I get it.
We communicate differently.
But most of my friends, close friends, are Jewish.
Right.
And
are you willing to give up the Christmas tree and the Christmas?
If I was in love with a woman, I'd be willing to give up anything, I think. Yeah. I mean, like,
okay, you're not normal.
It's fine, but that's not what we're not talking about. That we're talking about you. We're talking about you saying I wouldn't be with. We're talking about you saying.
Well, no, she said she wouldn't be with.
But I think it's fine to have.
But if you met a guy like me that loved you and loved your culture and loved your background and that understood Jewish history and wanted to be more.
I
wouldn't get rid of the tree. By the way, just to get back to that. No, I mean the fact that you guys are missing out on Christmas.
I go to my friend's house.
I know. I go to my friend's house. You're missing out on Hanukkah.
No one. I don't think Jews ever say that.
No, Rosh Hashanah is the good one.
I'm not saying have fun. I'm not saying Hanukkah isn't good. It's not Christmas.
No, it isn't. And Christmas has turned it. First of all,
but
there's
Christmas
fucking
is such
Christmas.
A hallmark holiday that I feel like I celebrate
it's
it.
It's not.
Christmas is not a hallmark holiday.
I understand, but
okay,
what
it is.
It absolutely is.
It's a man coming to your house and bringing you presents. And when you grow up believing that, even though it's a lie, and even you do have the tragedy of struggle, and a parent does have to decide whether or not they're going to tell that lie to their kid because they have to watch them eventually come unraveled, and then they start asking about the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. It doesn't matter. It's worth it. It is worth it. That feeling of walking down and seeing your presents and the stockings.
First of all, we have the Tooth Fairy.
Wait, and we have Hanukkah Harry.
No, we don't.
That's what my parents told me when I was like, why doesn't Santa come to
my parents told
my
me that you were the Tooth Fairy.
Really?
Yeah, it was always a Jewish fairy. Yeah.
Why?
I think that might be anti-Semitic because he gave you money.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
did they really?
No. My dad.
Oh, that's funny.
My dad told us the Tooth Fairy didn't come because Jews took the money. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he said I saw the Tooth Fairy here.
Your dad does not like Jews.
But I also saw a Jewish man here, and I think that's where your dollar went.
Is that true?
No.
God damn it. No. You're so anti-Semitic.
My dad did once tell me the difference between Polish and Russian Jews and had no idea. It was so obvious. I remember just laughing. I'm like, you don't know either, do you? But he's like, yeah, I work in real estate. Like, I don't think you know.
Did you have your own bedroom growing up?
I did.
Wow.
And I had sex with a soccer ball pillow in it.
No way.
Yes, because I was Catholic and Catholics were taught not to masturbate, not to touch themselves.
Right.
That was something to be. So I thought there was a loophole in my dumb little 14 or 15 year old brain. And I thought if I didn't touch my own penis, then it wouldn't be. And so I started with having sex with the shower faucet. I would just put my penis in the stream. And it would beat my dick like a speed bag. And then I moved on to, I had this pillow that had stuffing coming out of it in a hole. Mm. And so I made that my girlfriend. And that was great. And
wait,
then
was
I
she nice?
Huh?
Was she nice?
She wasn't very judgmental. And then.
Did she make you sneeze or anything?
No, she was just always there for me, waiting.
Right.
We're just waiting.
Right.
Until she wasn't, because she became so hard. But then I got a new pillow and she
wait, did your mother know the pillow
oh,
was
yeah,
your girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. She knew when I was masturbating because she would be passive aggressive. She would say, that sure was a long shower, or where's my lotion?
Yeah,
I never said that. Tissues at the, you know, things like that. It sucked.
Ugh.
Yeah, I never did that. Yeah. I just said, this is the place where all the wash rags are. That's what I did. All right. Do we have any more Jewish shit we need to discuss?
I said my piece.
Okay. President, let's talk about why, this is my next comment, why a white gay male who is 37 years old could get more donations than a woman who is a senator. and very qualified.
Yeah.
Where there are three of them.
Who are we talking about? All of them? Are they? Is he
they're all qualified.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris.
Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yep.
Who married a Jew. And Amy Klobuchar, who I happen to love and adore.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
Yes.
Why?
Why? I love the way she handled the Kavanaugh hearings.
Okay.
She's been on the Foreign Relations Committee. She is very likable by, you know, Republicans like her.
Sure.
She's Midwest. She's smart. She fucking worked her way. I fucking love her.
All right.
I love her. Who are you enjoying right now during the...
I'm not enjoying it very much. I'll say that because it's just so much to deal with. I have been a longtime supporter of Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, I enjoy Elizabeth Warren.
I've known her. I don't know her, but I have followed her career since she was working as a kind of a government watchdog.
Right.
The issue personally...
You called her a dog?
No, she was a government.
Did you just fucking call Elizabeth Warren a dog?
She was a government watchdog?
No, you said...
No, that's a compliment.
Said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say what you were saying.
Did you hear that, Jacqueline?
Okay, don't turn on me, Jacqueline.
All right, so go ahead.
And so I don't like the financial industry in terms of what they did to destroy the economy. And they need someone like her.
Right.
And so I've always liked her. And I love Bernie Sanders. Love Bernie Sanders. And
I don't... No comment.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, you... Why?
Not on that bandwagon.
Yeah. I think he's too old. I think anybody that age should not be running for president, but I mean, I'd be fine with him being president.
Mm. All right. Well, we have some disagreements.
Hey, everyone. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them. Fast Growing Trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but Fast Growing Trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces. But I live in an apartment, and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew. The space looks so much better. And I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know. It's made this more of a home. It's the best. And Elisa has some too. And she loves them. And she talks to them too. But she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome.
Why do you think Pete Buttigieg has more finances than... Why do you think this country is so misogynistic that they would rather they would rather have a gay man? They will overlook that. Than have a woman. This is the most misogynist. I mean, yes, women can drive. Yes, women can do this.
I wouldn't say,
I'm sorry, but
misogynist is accurate, but I prefer the word patriarchal.
Very patriarchal. It's almost, I say
because
patriarchal.
There are a lot of women who also agree with men being in charge,
right.
and being subservient, and all of that is religion, mainly Christianity, in my opinion.
But it's a new Christianity.
No,
it's a new. I'm telling you, the evangelicals are taking over. And the Mormons.
They've been taking over for a long time.
The Mormons are everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's a newish religion. It's only 100-something years old from upstate New York. But, you know, whatever. But why do you, does that bother you at all? Do you think as a white male?
Yes, it bothers me a tremendous amount.
Don't you think, you saw these women at these hearings, they were all steely, smart, honest, verbal, communicative, unflappable.
Yes, all of those things.
And Kavanaugh is like,
but it's the women who get emotional.
And fucking Jim fucking Jordan, fuck you. You put on a fucking jacket, you asshole.
Yeah, he
is. Who the fuck do you think you are? Watching someone jerk off in the shower and not reporting it. Devin Nunes? Like, these people are mental.
Yes.
They're mental.
Well, they are.
And yet these women sit there. It's
yeah, no, I agree completely. I think that this country is has a really hard time with women in general. You don't see that in places like Israel or Norway.
Right. So let's
where there's
say
a
Israel.
Lot more equity and
right.
gender.
Israel,
equity.
They don't fucking care
we don't
what
have,
you are.
We don't have the Equal Rights Amendment and that's been something that has been fought for, you know, forever.
And
know?
What? And there's women who were doing
black women. Black men got the right to vote before women.
Right.
The idea that women have always been lesser than in this country and in every single.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Black women are the strongest women. There's the Jew woman and the black woman.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. And now the Latino.
Black women are the only people I won't argue with.
Tried
to argue with a black woman who was writing me a ticket, a police officer.
No.
And she put her hand in my face. I'll never forget it because I can argue, as you know, with anybody.
Yeah.
And she put her hand in my face. She goes, I have heard it all. And it was the greatest argument. I was like, oh, I bet you have. And I was like, all right, just finish up.
Talk about not only being a woman, but being a woman of color.
Yeah.
Being a woman of color. That's an added.
How about a gay woman of color?
Gay woman of color.
Yeah. Or a gay small person who's a woman of color. I'm not being funny. Every single one of these categories makes your life more difficult. And so I do agree that what you're saying is that you generally become a tougher, more resilient person. I think
deal with so much shit.
Yeah.
You know how to, and this fucking Kavanaugh who went to private school and was coddled and whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Look at fucking Trump, fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very typical American journey. And,
right.
And it has
it's got to stop.
And it has to stop
it's
with
time.
Men. Men have to raise their sons and daughters differently.
So,
you happen to be talking to the best father of daughters that you ever will. Like, I am extremely dedicated to researching and understanding my own behavior, the behavior that I'm role modeling, mm-hmm. and trying to be the best dad I can be for these girls. And mm-hmm. everybody says to me, you know, it's such a, I hate this. Oh, your daughters are so beautiful. Number one, that's their ninth best quality. But number two, they say, you better get a shotgun. You know,
oh, right. We already did that. Yeah. Oh, did we talk about
not
this?
Not on the air.
Yeah.
And I always say to them, I'm like, I'm not going to be there when they get sexually assaulted. I'm not there to protect them. They have to protect themselves.
Right.
I'm teaching them to be independent and to not be scared of everything.
Right.
So, and to protect them. They will protect themselves. They don't need daddy, a man, to protect them.
Right.
I think that's like the best thing you can do.
Of course it
for
is.
For your
I'm
kids,
the greatest.
Like teaching them not to be afraid.
Right.
Like, I feel like my parents tried really hard because we have three girls. I'm one of three.
Yeah.
All girls.
Yeah.
And
all Jewish?
All Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's hard when you're a dad and you're raising
women
and you
in
don't
this shit world.
And you haven't lived like the woman experience. So you have to.
Well, that's
it's not that hard. You have to just have empathy.
Right.
It's not that hard. You just have to look at life through another person's eyes and understand statistics and history and mm-hmm. psychology and sociology and economics and gender diversity.
Number one, I've raised two boys. And I think they're pretty good. Jacqueline?
I love them.
Okay. Anyway.
What you supposed to say?
First of all, I did want to say that all the young women who didn't vote for Hillary because they were like, I don't have to vote for a woman because there'll be a woman president in my lifetime. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's problematic.
You have not lived as a woman in this world. So how dare you? Okay. Okay. That's number one. Number two. I asked my guests two questions. I could sit here and talk to you forever. I had many more questions to discuss with you. First question, you know, we're very pro mental health here. Mm-hmm. Have you been on any, or do you take any antidepressants? No. Never?
No, never have.
Wow.
You know, just weed.
Weed and meditation? I heard.
Yes, I meditate.
You do day. The transcendental?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I have been trying to get
know
a mantra.
What my mantra is? You're not supposed to say your mantra.
Yeah.
What mine is?
Are you? Yeah.
Black cock.
Oh, that's a great yeah. mantra.
It's a weird thing to say over and over, but that's what they gave me.
Where'd you go? I want to go to Bob Roth.
Yeah, I went to him.
Yeah. He keeps saying, you know, oh, yeah.
He taught me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Gave me my mantra. It's not black cock, but.
Oh, it isn't?
No, you're never supposed to reveal your mantra.
I know. And you do that every day?
Almost.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I know. Yeah. So is my cock. Okay. So, but you have, but you're very pro mental, you know, we're very yes. pro mental health and whatever yeah. it takes.
Yes.
Because you're in a bad place right now. It might not hurt to have a little.
Yeah. I probably need to go to therapy is the one thing yes. I'm missing right now, but that's expensive too. I'm just trying yes. to save money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of good friends that I've been dumping on.
Oh, who was there on your last show?
You were.
Right.
Yep. It was a really special thing.
Thank you. And yeah. who's kept in contact with you since?
You've been very thoughtful.
Hmm. And who hasn't written me back in like immediately? I've
replied
to you. Okay. Here's my other. Here's my last question. This is what we, and the podcast is called Kill Me Now.
Yeah.
And it's because I get aggravated at everything, as yeah. you know. What pisses you off? This is for you, Jacqueline, too. What pisses you off more than anything, like makes you fucking like you want to fucking kill someone?
Bullying and injustice.
Yeah, I'm like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe the shit these motherfuckers get away with and the way they lie and people, and that it's not called out.
Yeah, that's it for me. The ignorance of science or lack of curiosity of people, the lack of empathy bothers me. And, you know, just inequity, just people mm-hmm. thinking that, you know, if you work hard, that's all you need to do. That has nothing to do with why people succeed or not.
Right.
It has something to do with it. Of course, right. there's an element to it, but it's always about opportunity. It's about opportunity.
Do you think that the situation we're in now in this country is because of the backlash that we had an African-American president who was such
there's
good
part of
president?
That. There's yeah. part of that.
I think you think this is a referendum on...
I think that's history. I think that's right. everywhere in the history of humanity. People, right. you know, change being difficult for people and them taking it personally and...
Okay. Here's the thing. People always say we went from Barack Obama
yeah.
to Trump.
Yeah.
But the bigger
issue?
Diversion
yeah.
or whatever is that we went from Michelle Obama to Melania yeah. fucking naked
That's
photos.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And fucking bullshit
yeah,
lies.
She is a very inspiring.
Be best.
Both
hashtag.
Of them were role models.
Hashtag be
They
best.
Raised their daughters the same time I was raising my daughters. He was a role model as a husband for me and a father. And this, why are you laughing?
Who, Barack?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Trump. Yes.
No, and Trump
yes.
is the opposite.
Right.
The way he treats his wife, the way he treats his kids, it's opposite.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And they bought, the RNC bought $95,000 worth of that fucking greaseball fuckface.
Donald Trump Jr.'s book that someone else wrote.
And when I say greaseball, it's not as a slur to Italian people. It's that he puts so much fucking shit in his hair.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, what pisses you off the most?
I think ignorance.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't.
I can't with stupid people. Like fucking, yeah.
Or just, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I literally have no patience for people. It's not, like, some people are ignorant and it's not their fault and maybe they're trying
right,
to
right,
learn.
Right, 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 right.
But it's just...
lack of curiosity.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
It's just when you're just, like, so settled into...
like, oh, I don't need to know that. Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think of the way the media is dealing with this presidency?
Media will always do whatever it takes to make money.
So what would you tell our listeners before you leave?
To subscribe to
my website,
Stand Up With Pete Dominic.
But also, what are the other things you think they should read so they're not ignorant?
I think you should follow actual journalists working for newspapers and independent journalists that are non-corporate.
Right.
That there's a whole bunch of great organizations like ProPublica and
yes.
Tarbell and
right.
so many others. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. And as we always say, so long!
And
and everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.